Hi, my name is Patrick Guyton, and I am here with Sydney Graham on April 12th, 2019. We are in Wadley, Alabama, recording this interview. I would like to start by asking Sydney a little bit about yourself. So, Sydney, please, tell me about yourself.
Of course, Patrick. I guess I could start by saying that I'm just a 20-year-old student here that's also in the musical along with you, many of the other students inside this building.
Ah, yes, we're recording this in a theater office. Well, mid-rehearsal for our musical Damn Yankees, starring Christian Spradlin and Juliana Kelly. We may not have the biggest parts, but we do our job, and that's all we care about. But on to the questions. Sydney?
Yes?
What is your favorite memory of me?
I'd say it was probably when me and you, it was about last year, and we were just hanging out on Mardi Gras. We didn't even know it was really that day until later. It was like, oh. So we just had our fun, did whatever we wanted.
Oh, I knew it was Mardi Gras.
I didn't. Until you told me.
Yeah, no one else did. I ended up being the only one dressed up at all, and the only one ready to snack the house down.
Yeah, it was really fun. A lot of memories.
Well, on to the next question. So, we're stuck here in little old Wadley. Sydney, a little birdie has told me that you're not going to a 4-year university. So, what are you going to do instead?
Well, it actually came to me as a revelation, like, probably about a month or two ago, that everything pretty much flip-flopped. Switched completely off the bat. And it turns out that, I was figuring myself out. I figured out my passion. And it was not supposed to be a 4-year university. This whole mission thing that I've had a whole plan about was to, like, leave Wadley, leave Alabama, and just go around, just traveling across the states, helping people, and just doing my thing, getting them, spreading love and kindness, sharing my testimony, and just doing all of that, sharing the love.
Anything you wanted to get accomplished specifically while you're out on the road?
Well, there's the thought that when I decided to do this, that my main goal here was to bring everyone closer as a family, because we are as a family. We're all one. We're all connected to the earth. So I thought we really need to be more kind to everyone, have more love and compassion instead of all this hate and cruelty and just basically all this chaos. And I figured I could be the one helping bring the world into a more brighter place full of light and love. And that's that.
Yeah, I think a lot of people would call you a weirdo with a pipe dream.
Yep.
But, I mean, we really do need just a little more compassion.
Mm-hmm.
People are so quick to be aggressive and hateful. And we don't deserve that. So, moving on. What are you most proud of, and why does it make you feel proud?
Well, I'd say it actually started about not exactly a year ago, but it happened towards New Year's, when we first got into 2019, and right when that ball struck, or the time turned to 12 o'clock, and it was New Year's Day, I just started crying a little bit, because 2018 was probably the worst year of my life. And just because of that, after that fact that it all happened, I've been trying to get better. And I'm just really proud of how far that I've come since January. It's like I've just had all these realizations and just becoming more acknowledged of myself and other people and just becoming more aware of all of my senses and everything around me. Just really proud, like, how far that I've come. I'm just growing and learning and getting better every day. And I'm just really proud of that.
Well, I'm glad I can testify. Those were some dark times, especially the last few months.
Oh, definitely.
I mean, kicked our asses.
Right out of the park.
But now we're sunflowers growing up in the sun.
Yes.
Sydney, how would you like to be remembered?
Well, Patrick, I've had this thought, and it's probably, like, self-explanatory with everything else that I've said. But, like, take, for example, Gandhi or Jesus Christ. And I'm just like, they were really inspiring people. And I'd like to be remembered as one of those to, like, help everyone, heal everyone, and just be the one that said, that was a really spiritual person. She knew what she was doing. And she tried to help as many as people. Many as... Crap, I can't even talk.
As many people?
As many people as I can. Just be one of the great healers, inspirational people out there. Mm-hmm.
If this were to be our very last conversation, is there anything that you would want to say to me?
I love you. You're my best friend here. Like, no lie, no joke. You're one of the first people I ever met. And we just clicked just like that. Our friendship is the best. I love you probably more than anybody here. And that's really saying something, because I love everyone. But you're really special to me. You have a really deep place in my heart. And yeah, I will never forget you. I can't forget you.
Well, I think it's not fair if I don't answer this question. So, Sydney, I love you too. And if this were the last time we ever spoke, I don't think I could handle that.
I couldn't either. I had thought too, if I ever lost you, if like one of my friends just died, I would lose my mind. Literally, lose my mind. I'm like, I couldn't handle myself anymore. What would I do without you?
Yeah. And we're going to move away in less than a month, and...
Who knows when we'll see each other?
I'm not ready to deal with that.
Me neither.
Times are changing.
It is.
We're going to make it a little more lighthearted. So, Sydney, can you describe one of your happiest memories?
Happy. Being happy was probably a long time ago. Oh, man. I'd have to look back a little bit, but I'd honestly probably say when I first came here, actually, not the first day, but it was my audition day, actually. I was so nervous. I was so scared. But once I got it done, and all I could hear was everyone saying, you did such a great job. I was like, you have such a pretty voice. And, like, I would walk out.
She does.
I walk out the room and someone would say, wow, you sound so good. I'm like, thank you. But that wasn't the fact that I was happy right there. It was about a week or two later when we got, like, the forms back for acceptance or declined. And everyone else got theirs before me. Because when I went to the same school as some of the people that were in the music department, they got theirs, like, a couple of days before me. And I was so scared that I wasn't going to get in. But when it did, it was like a big relief, like, on my chest. This huge weight lifted off, and I felt so happy and relieved. Like, finally, I'm good enough for something. It was like, it just felt really nice, and that's probably it.
Darn you, United States Postal Service. Making Sydney all scared. So, people like you and me don't always have the easiest time loving ourselves. So, Sydney, I want to know, how did you find your way out of those dark places and finally be able to look in the mirror and think, damn, there is no one else that I would rather be but me?
Well, it actually took a very, very long time through, like, till January, really, when I talked about New Year's. Mm-hmm. And it's just, like, after that point, because I was dealing with depression and anxiety and just all of this self-hate. And I hated myself for it because I was like that. And I was like, why can't I be anything but? So I really just started looking into myself, meditating, praying, And slowly, I kept doing it and continuing doing that. And day by day, I just came to love myself. It's still, like, there's days where I feel ugly or insecure. But then again, I just try to, like, look at the positive side. There's no one I would rather be because no one else is me. And I have to accept that, I am me and you are you. And we can't change who we are, but we can get better every day. And growing.
Yeah.
Learning.
Why buy a new car when you can upgrade the old one? Well, I think that's all we needed.
All right.
I'd like to thank you for sitting with me today. We got to get back to rehearsal. Darn.
That's a darn shame.
Is there anything you would like to say to our listeners?
Just be kind to yourself. Your body is your temple. Treat yourself with respect, because even if you do not like yourself or you don't like certain things about yourself, it doesn't matter. It's what's on the inside, really. Like, honestly, it does not matter who you are or what you're doing. It's just how you treat yourself and how you treat other people, because love is the answer, and that's all we ever need. It's the truth, and that's just the way it is. Love yourself. Kind to yourself and to everyone else. Amen.
Amen. Well, this has been Patrick Guyton and Sydney Graham talking in a rehearsal closet. Thank you for listening, and tune in next time.